when motivators are unpopular. If you hand out reprimands, you must be willing to allow the other person to be quite unhappy with you for a time. To be an inspiring leader, you do not have to be the smartest or even the hardest working person in the group. What it does require is that you be firm. Firm in your dedication to excellence, even if it makes you temporarily unpopular. Leadership doesn't mean winning popularity contests. Some of the most talented people are terrible leaders because they have a crippling need to be loved by everyone, says James Shore of Holiday Inns. Coach Lombardi's philosophy was this: I hold it more important to have the players' confidence than their affection. And child psychologist Haim Kino said, a good parent must like his children, but he must not have an urgent need to be liked by them every minute of the day. One of the best persuaders and motivators of all time was Anne Sullivan, the teacher who led Helen Keller out of her frightening world of silence and darkness. When Miss Sullivan arrived in Tuscumbia, Alabama, she found a young, undisciplined animal. By this time, one or two people had already told Helen's mother that her daughter was an idiot, and with her mind chained in darkness, her growing body was indeed governed by animal impulses. Then one day at the water pump, Miss Sullivan broke through as Helen connected the sensation of the gushing water from the spout with the finger spelling Anne was doing on the other palm. W-A-T-E-R. Caught up in the first joy I had known since my illness, Keller wrote. I reached out eagerly to Annie's ever-ready hand, begging for new words to identify whatever objects I touched. Spark after spark of meaning flew from hand to hand, and, miraculously, affection was born. Most of the world knows the spine-tingling story of how, with Miss Sullivan's help, Helen Keller went on to be an international heroine and a pathfinder for many handicapped persons. But it is not as commonly remarked that Miss Sullivan was very tough with her pupil throughout those years. The young animal did not suddenly become a subdued and cooperative child simply because she could now communicate with others. It came because Miss Sullivan was a tough disciplinarian and made the same demands for her behavior that she would have expected of a seeing and hearing child. As soon as I had enough words to distinguish between right and wrong, wrote Keller, she put me to bed whenever I committed a misdeed. Laziness, carelessness, untidiness, and self-justification were faults that she combated with ingenuity, humor, and lightning sarcasm.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.